Monday, August 24th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Monday. It is a new week. Therefore, we can have new expectation and anticipation of what it is that the Lord our God will do in and through us as we go about our daily lives. If you're like me, that excites you. I hope it does. It is a real blessing to be able to see God's hand at work. Today we find ourselves looking at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. Specifically, we're looking at verse 9. I'm going to read from verse 7 forward. So grab your Bible, open if you would to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 7. This is what the Word of God teaches. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or, which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, The Spiritual Index. And this is what he wrote. The illustration of prayer that our Lord uses here is that of a good child asking for a good thing. We talk about prayer as if God heard us, irrespective of the fact of our relationship to Him. Never say it is not God's will to give you what you ask. Don't sit down and faint, but find out the reason. Turn up the index. Are you rightly related to your wife, to your husband, to your children, to your fellow students? Are you a good child there? Do you say, O Lord, I have been irritable and cross, but I do want your spiritual blessing? The response is, you cannot have it. You will have to do without it until you come into the attitude of a good child. We mistake defiance for devotion, arguing with God for abandonment. We will not look at the index. Have I been asking God to give me money for something I want when there is something I have not paid for? Have I been asking God for liberty while I am withholding it from someone who belongs to me? I have not forgiven someone his trespasses. I have not been kind to him. I have not been living as God's child among my relatives and my friends. I am a child of God only by regeneration. And as a child of God, I am good only as I walk in the light. Prayer with most of us is turned into pious platitude. It is a matter of emotion, mystical communion with God. Spiritually, we are all good at producing fogs. If we turn up the index, we will see very clearly what is wrong, that friendship, that debt, that temper of mind. It is no use praying unless we are living as children of God. Then, Jesus says, everyone that asketh, receiveth. Today's devotion hits home. I'm sure you find that too. The one part of what Oswald Chambers wrote that really sticks in my mind is where he said, I am a child of God only by regeneration, and as a child of God, I am good only as I walk in the light. It is a humbling reminder to us that it is the goodness of God that we share because of our faith in Christ that makes us good. Because apart from that, outside of that, we are not good. What part of today's devotion challenged you? What part of today's devotion will you spend some time over the next few hours thinking about? Is there a portion of today's teaching that really encouraged you? An area that has reminded you of the good work that God has done in your life? I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 15. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.